Hello, Maggie?
Oh my God, Maggie.
I hate you.
What the hell?
I don't know what to do. Parenting. It can be the best of times and it can be the worst of times. And sometimes you just want to lock yourself in the bathroom and scream, help! Hello, Maggie Dent here, and guess what? I might just be able to. Because I'm parental as anything, you now get to ask the sticky, tricky parenting questions you're dying to get the answers to.
How do I get my kids to stop being so ungrateful?
What is an appropriate level of self-fondling?
Why do kids fight so much?
I don't know how much is normal.
Oh, help me, Maggie, please. I'm desperate. I'm here to help you be the parent you really want to be. Today's question is really something that comes around all the time and has persisted for decades. Parties, parties, parties. Sneaking out and often risky behaviour with teens. So, what is the best way for parents today who've got the rebellious teen? Do you stick your head in the sand and ignore? Do you demand, command and try and crack down and lock them in your house? Or do you chew your nails off with worry? Well, this grandparent's nails are almost gone.
Hi, Maggie. I'm hoping you can help me. My granddaughter is 16. She lives with her mum and dad in Nimbin. However, she has been sneaking out and going to parties and smoking pot, drinking alcohol. I might also add that when she goes to a party, she gets dropped off at our house, and then when my daughter goes to pick her up, she's not there. She proceeded to another house, to another party, and doesn't notify her mum, and therefore they don't know where she is till she comes home. They have tried everything to keep her home, taken her phone off her. My daughter has now decided to just try and ignore it and pretend that it's not happening and she'll get over it. I'm hoping that there's something I can give my daughter for advice on your behalf, please. My daughter's at her wit's end. Thank you, Maggie. I'd really appreciate your help.
Wow, that's a toughie, isn't it? And what a beautiful grandmother for jumping on and giving us their story. Well, the very first thing I want to say is that this sort of behaviour tends to be with strong, feisty girls. Now, one of the things that we do know is that the more that we try to force them to stay home, to force them to make better choices, or to force them to listen to our lectures, the less chance that they do. So let's go through a couple of the reasons why teens do this. The first thing is they're biologically driven to actually want to hang out with their friends more than their family, particularly their parents. So the pushback from parents, absolutely normal. They're hungry for autonomy and independence. And the more we try and take that away, the more it pushes back. And the third one is that risky behaviour is kind of normal for our teens, sadly. And that's partly because there's an absence of GABA, which is an immune acid thing in the brain that's about impulse control. Well, it gets turned off in the teen years. Now, that once again, we need to recognise that these are things that are happening because they're just surging through them. They're not really good at accessing really mature thinking because their brain upstairs hasn't finished. And that's our challenge, is we know that they haven't got a prefrontal cortex that's mature. We know that they make risky choices, and yet they still want to go out and do these things. So one of the things I want you to really grasp and to be able to tell your daughter is there's a few tips about how we manage this, is that when we give them information that they can then look at, it can make a difference with their choices. So my challenge would be to get some really good facts, and I go to certain sites, and there are a few really good ones like Reach Out, the Brave Program, Headspace, and also Data. That's D-A-R-T-A. It's a website by Paul Dillon who works with high school students all over Australia. So instead of drama stories, they are getting the facts that are real and balanced, and they're delivered with respect about the impact of alcohol and other drugs on them. Now, let's start with the facts first. For example, did you know that marijuana is a fat-loving substance and it tends to eat away at the slowly developing myelin in the teen brain? Because myelin's a fatty white substance. And that means everything slows down in the adolescent development. Yep, everything from learning, decision-making, planning for the future, having empathy for their mums, and it definitely lowers motivation, and we don't want that. Your granddaughter, school's not been her thing. So one of those challenges is for a teen who's being made to go to school in high school who doesn't see it's not her thing, she hasn't found something. Sometimes these are the kids that are more interested in the arts or the environment or something different to academia. That's often where we find the lighthouse figures in our young people's lives. And a significant lighthouse figure is an adult ally, and they tend to respond to them and their guidance more than any parent on the planet. That's the person who's got the best chance of influencing your granddaughter. It can be a teacher, it can be a neighbour, an aunt or an uncle, and it could be you, even from a distance. The second one is I'd explore with them some what-if situations. So you might say to her, so what would you do if one of your friends collapsed from drinking too much alcohol? What would you do? Because we need them to know that they can step forward and be a mature person in that moment, put them in a recovery position and actually ring an ambulance. We can encourage them to watch out for their friends. And they really do. They don't watch out for themselves, but they watch out for their friends. So they can keep an eye out. Are there any girls who've had too much alcohol who are being kind of coerced into situations that aren't safe? Are there any of the, you know, boys who want to go and do burnouts that you might be able to hide the car keys? In other words, encourage her to be the guardian of her friends because it changes the way they see the party situation. And my third biggest tip is always remind them that you are still absolutely there, you still love them, that they can always rely on you, that you still are a safe base, no matter how much it's pulling their hair out. And it sort of is counterintuitive. Always tell them, call me if ever you need a ride home and your friends need a ride home. Just call me. There'll be no lecture. The big message is getting you home safely is incredibly important from these situations. So again, it's keep the relationship strong and even some gestures of kindness. Honest to goodness, it works so much better than more growling. So the big message at the end of it all, you from a distance, Grandma, can be a lighthouse figure and that every teen still needs rails on the bridge, even though they're stretching their wings and trying to fly away from us. I hope that has been helpful for you and your family. If you're listening and thinking, oh, I'd like some more advice on teens, we have a great companion episode to this. It's called Raising Teens. If you have a teen who's moody, disrespectful, rebellious, and emotionally pushing you away, there's some great advice.
A lot of parents actually get to the teenage years and it's like they've lost their boys. You know, the boys are on their computers the whole time. Parents can be very busy working with their lives and then things start going wrong and we're trying to claw it back. And I believe we need to be starting as early as possible with common sense parenting and supporting our boys as they're becoming adults.
You can find it in the Parental as Anything podcast feed. And if you have a question for me, from toddlers to teens, I'd love to hear it. All you have to do is record it on a voice recording app on your phone and email it to me, along with your name and mobile number to parentalasanything@abc.net.au. And until then, keep breathing. You really have got this.